A feast for 5,000.
Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick.
Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip,
"Where are we to buy bread, so that these people may eat?"
He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him,
200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little."
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him,
"There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?"
Jesus said,
"Have the people sit down."
Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples,
"Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost."
So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said,
"This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world."
Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself.